Tomorrow's Youth Today, an article by Phil Senna. Find your strengths. When Steve Jobs died in 2011 at age 56, he was the famous CEO of Apple Incorporated, one of the world's most successful technology companies. Widely regarded as the visionary behind landmark Apple products such as the Macintosh, iPod, iPhone, and iPad, Jobs' passion for technology might not have been discovered were it not for two crucial influences in his youth. Jobs' adoptive father liked to work with automobiles and shared his mechanical interests with his son at an early age. Though young Steve did not like to get his hands dirty, he showed an intense curiosity in the rudiments of electronics his father taught him. That interest grew when he met a neighbor who introduced him to hobbyist kits that let him build electronic test equipment, radios, and even televisions. Jobs later said that building these kits, quote, gave a tremendous level of self-confidence that through exploration and learning one could understand seemingly very complex things in one's environment. This is quoted from Steve Jobs' interview, One-on-One in 1995, ComputerWorld.com, October 6, 2011. These youthful explorations fueled a powerful lifelong obsession with technology that has affected millions of people. Jobs' technology focus became a personal passion that defined his character. Though Jobs did not frame his own journey in Christian terms, he was certainly an example of the biblical principle, quote, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with your might, quoted from Ecclesiastes chapter 9 and verse 10. Who are you? Part of the challenge of adolescence is to find out who we are as unique human beings. One aspect of this is to discover our strengths and our weaknesses, what we are good at, and where we can improve. Understanding that every human being has both weaknesses and strengths is a vital aspect of developing maturity. To some degree, our self-image is shaped by what others think of us. This can be unhealthy if we give in to peer pressure and make unwise and unhealthy choices. Yet, we should not ignore other people's positive input and even their correction. As we develop our unique strengths, we can better resist the wrong kinds of peer pressure. I know this firsthand because I, too, experienced the challenge of discovering my unique talents as I was growing up. Coming into my own. I grew up as the youngest of four brothers. Because we were close in age, we went through school together. For most of that time, I was known as Wayne's brother, or Caps or Jims. In high school, each of my brothers became known for a particular athletic talent. Since my athletic ability was modest, people did not see me as having a particular talent until something happened during my junior year. The previous year, Cap and Wayne and I had taken a beginning guitar class to satisfy our school's music requirement. My brothers did well enough, but their interest was limited to the coursework, while I went beyond the assignments and learned to play for my own enjoyment. So, as a junior, I enrolled in jazz band as the sole guitarist. At first, I was intimidated by the idea of performing with a group of experienced musicians who had been playing together for years. But I wanted to pursue something I enjoyed and was good at. So, I practiced with extra diligence the first few weeks. Because I had both the basic skill and a love for playing, my ability increased enough that I could contribute to the band. When we began to play in public, people started to notice me as the guitarist. My confidence grew as I had developed a skill for which none of my brothers was known. Moreover, I found that my confidence in this one area bled over into other areas of interest, giving me the courage to pursue other new areas of personal development.